week we're talking about other people's success. So do you ever get threatened by other people's success? Do you ever find yourself comparing yourself to other people, or getting competitive with them, or jealous, or judgmental, or anything like that? If you're anything like me, and most human beings on the planet, that's probably true, at least at some point. Some of us, of course, more so than others. You know, recently I've been actually taking a look at this phenomenon in my own life at a bit of a deeper level. I mean, this is something I've been aware of for many, many years, and something that I feel like, you know, I've made some progress on and definitely had some, growth in this area, if you will, but something that definitely pops up in my face at different times and moments in my life. And, you know, as you probably know, I mean, my background is in sports, in competitive sports, in baseball specifically. And, no, I mean, I was wired up, so to speak, or trained or taught from a very young age that, you know, competing with others and beating others and winning is ultimately, you know, the goal in whatever we do. I think of, and I've told this story many times when I've spoken, so you may have heard me tell it, but my very first spring training, you know, I got drafted out of Stanford by the Kansas City Royals in 1995, and I signed a pro contract. And, you know, the way it works in baseball, you go into the minor leagues first, and the draft's actually in June, so the season is sort of halfway done at that point. And I went to play that summer, and then the spring of 1996, I went down to Florida where we had spring training with the Royals. And at spring training, everybody comes, all the minor leaguers, all the major leaguers, and, you know, you get ready for the season. And my very first day of spring training, the pitchers and catchers, we report a little bit, a few days early to kind of get our arms ready to go. And we had this big meeting on the practice field with all the pitchers and all the catchers. And the pitchers were in white uniforms, and the catchers had blue tops and gray pants, so you could tell us apart. And as they were, you know, having this meeting, and I was seeing a few of the guys I'd played with the summer before and sort of catching up a little bit, there was just this enormous group of guys, many of whom I didn't know, and I was sort of looking around and kind of sizing everybody up. And, you know, as a pitcher, a lot of pitchers are really big, and, you know, I'm, at the time, you know, I'm still 6 feet, but at the time I probably weighed about 190 pounds, give or take. And, I mean, a lot of these guys are like 6'4", 220, and, you know, much bigger than me, so I'm starting to feel a little bit insecure, inferior, as would often be the case for me around some of the other guys who are much bigger than me. But I started to count the other pitchers just to see how many there were, and I counted 75. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, I must have miscounted, like, maybe I'm nervous or something. Let me count again. I count again, and 75 pitchers. And this was just minor league camp with the Kansas City Royals. During the meeting, they told us there were 25 more pitchers, quote, across the street, which meant at major league camp. That basically meant there were 100 pitchers in camp with the Royals. And within the next 3 or 4 weeks, from what I understood about how spring training worked, that being my first one, of course, they were going to cut probably about 30 of us, if you will. And immediately I looked around, and I remember thinking to myself, these dudes are not my friends. I mean, even my buddies, even my teammates from the summer before and the guys that I knew, like, wow. I started to relate to these guys I was playing with as my direct competition, which they were, because at some level it was either me or them. And over the course of that first spring training, I noticed myself rooting against my teammates and hoping that they failed at some level. I mean, you know, subtly and not overtly doing it, and kind of having a little cheer inside when I'd see someone screw up, even when I'd see guys get hurt. I mean, as awful as that is, as hard as that was to admit, and I'm someone who had struggled with some injuries previous. My career ultimately ended because of injuries, but I remember not being able to sleep. I remember having knots in my stomach, and at some point towards the end of that spring training, I remember thinking, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to make it to the big leagues. I got to be good. I got to be lucky. I got to stay healthy, which I ultimately didn't. But I don't think I'm going to make it to the major leagues because everyone else around me fails. And it was a poignant insight and moment for me in my life. And, you know, that was many years ago. I was 22 years old. And now some, you know, 17 and a half years later, almost at the age of 40, I still look at my life, and I realize, wow, that phenomenon still shows up in my life. Now, I've grown and evolved and changed quite a bit. I don't think of life in the same competitive way. I'm not, you know, playing professional baseball, but competition exists around us in our culture all over the place. And even if we're not in overtly competitive environments, many of us were trained as children in school, as teenagers, as young adults, and whatever. And some of us work in very overtly competitive environments, but all of us were somewhat trained to compare ourselves and compete with others, siblings, friends, coworkers, family members, you name it. And it's something that we really got to take a look at because it can be incredibly detrimental. And as I've looked at more recently in my life, in the work that I do as a speaker, as an author, as a coach, as someone who's out in the world doing the work that I'm doing, I have lots of friends and colleagues and people that I know, and then of course others that I don't know personally, but I know who do this kind of work, and it's really easy for me to start to compare myself to them. And in some ways, you know, that's normal, that's natural, that's kind of some of what we do. But at the same time, as I look at other people's success, there are times and moments when I find I get threatened. I feel inferior, insecure, competitive, less than, or on the flip side, sometimes better than. And I realize that all of that energy, it's really negative ego energy that I'm running. And when we do that, we create separation between us and other people. We get disconnected from what we're doing, who we are, what's really important. Because at some level, and at the deepest level, other people's success or failure or whatever they do literally has nothing to do with us. Even the people closest to us, of course we care. I mean, I want the people close to me to be successful. The irony is, and the paradox is, that sometimes I want them to be successful, I want them to be happy, I want things to go well in their lives, and then sometimes when someone really close to me, things are going incredibly well, the little insecure part of me starts to feel jealous and in some way almost hopes and wishes that they're not super successful and happy, because if they are, then somehow it might diminish me. Now, of course, at some level, this is insane, but it's part of the challenge that we go through as human beings, and if we can start to make more peace with this, two things can happen. Number one, we can more authentically show up for the people in our lives and genuinely support and celebrate their success, or whatever's going on with them. And secondly, and more importantly, we can liberate ourselves from this notion that life's a competition and that somehow we got to compare ourselves and figure out where we slot in comparison to everyone around us. And if we do that, all of a sudden our own motivation for whatever success we want to create in our lives becomes more genuine. And we can then go after the things in life that we really want in an authentic way and realize it has nothing to do with anybody else. So think about this in your own life, and a couple specific things to think about in relation to this. Number one, the first thing to remember is it's okay to get jealous. It's okay to feel threatened. It's okay to, you know, feel inferior to someone else, if you will, or notice that someone else has something wonderful happen in their lives. And look, we're all sharing all kinds of things in our lives with each other, with Facebook and Twitter and all this social media, and as wonderful as that is, sometimes, again, it can feel like a 24/7 high school reunion. And if you're not feeling good about yourself and your life and you hear about other people's successes or positive things happening or wonderful things going on in their family or whatever, it's easy to walk away from that and feel bad about yourself. But if you give yourself permission to, like, you know what? Wow, I feel jealous. Well, I feel, you know, less than in relation to that person. Well, I really want that. That would be nice. Just allow yourself to have that experience and be honest about it. The second thing is to embrace what's going on at a deeper level. When we get jealous, when we feel competitive with other people, there's usually something deeper going on. It's not about them. It's not about what they're doing. It usually has to do with how we feel about ourselves. And then a lot of times, use it as motivation. Use it as insight. Use it as feedback. Wow, where can I love and accept myself more fully? Where can I be more grateful for my own life? Where can I make peace with myself at a deeper level, or whatever the case may be. Lots of insight, lots of deeper awareness if we look at it, as opposed to thinking it's about that person, what they're doing, what they're not doing, whatever. The third thing that's really important for us to do is celebrate the success of other people. You know, I've been working with this medical intuitive named Kai, who I absolutely love and adore, and I've just been having so much fun and getting so much out of these sessions that we're doing. And one of the things she said to me in a recent session was, Mike, be careful, be mindful of your judgments of other people, particularly of other people's success. Because one of the things that I have a tendency to do when I get threatened by someone else's success is to judge the way they go about creating their success. Oh, well, you know, they don't have a life. Oh, well, you know, they don't have a family. Or, well, you know, they're really manipulative about it. Or they, whatever, some self-righteous, arrogant judgment on my part about how this person has created their success, which ultimately is a smokescreen for, like, I don't have to feel inferior to them or bad about myself because I haven't had that same success, because somehow I can make them wrong. Again, maybe you can relate to this in some way. I imagine that you can, at least to some degree. And what she said to me was, that's actually going to make it harder for you to create your own success, because your fear will be that people will judge you in the way you're judging those people. So stop doing that. It's not beneficial. And in fact, one of the things you can do, and she gave me this great, very simple idea, but is rejoice in the success of other people. Genuinely rejoice. Regardless of the fact of whether you want the same success or them, you would go about it the same way. Like, let go of the self-righteous judgment and step into a place of rejoicing or celebrating their success, honoring them in their process, and in so doing, actually providing a space for you to create your own success, not in comparison or in competition with them, because it's not about them, but for yourself. So allow the success of other people to motivate you to go to a deeper level and to fundamentally create the kind of success you really want for yourself. So thanks for listening. As always, you can stay in touch with me, of course, at my website, Mike-Robbins.com.